Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotion. Sorry about that. I didn't realize I was live. My computer was messing up here. Let's go ahead and make sure we're live over here. Wonderful. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotion. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together in this year 2022. We'll make it from the book of Acts through the book of Philemon. So sorry for the mess up. My hard drive was being weird over here. Didn't realize it was going live. All right, let's have some coffee. We'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your Word. We pray now that as we read your Word, that you would bless us and watch over us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm not even all the way ready yet. I didn't press record over here. I'm so sorry. I'm out of order on things. This really got me messed up. Okay. Well, here we go. We are at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the first 12 verses. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, so you must do also. On the first of the week, let each one of you lay aside something, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you approve by your letters, I will send to bear your gift to Jerusalem. But if it is fitting that I go also, they will go with me. Now, I will come to you when I pass through Macedonia, for I am passing through Macedonia. And it may be that I will remain, or even spend the winter with you, that you may send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you, if the Lord permits. But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord, as also I do. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, that he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has a convenient time. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So first, A, what's this about? Well, Paul's wrapping up his letter here, and he's got some business to take care of, some plans to lay out, and he's got some things to make sure that are in order for what's going to happen. So what's going on here? What's this about? Well, first he wants to talk about the collection for the churches out in Jerusalem, right? Not for the work there, but the church in Jerusalem needs help. And see this throughout the book of Acts. We've talked about this before, that Paul brings this gift to the church in Jerusalem. So it's a mother church in Jerusalem that actually needs help and is being cared for by her daughter churches throughout the rest of the Roman Empire. And so he says, on the first day of the week, they're all going to be gathering anyways. By the way, the first day of the week is the Lord's Day, which is a Sunday. The first century and second century writings confirm that this has been the practice of the church, honoring the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so they were no longer worshiping by this time on Saturday, on the traditional Sabbath of the Jews, but now they're worshiping on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. And they're going to be assembled together. They're going to be there worshiping together. And so the collection is to be there. So when Paul comes, it's all ready. And it doesn't have to be put together in a hurry while he's there. And so they're supposed to get the funds ready that are going to go for Paul's trip back to Jerusalem. Now, he says as they give, they're not required to give a certain amount. It's not like, okay, so I want each person to make sure you give at least, 17 drachmas or something. No, there's nothing like that. It's in proportion with their income, right? As God has prospered them, then they're to give. And so God loves a cheerful giver. There's no blessing in the New Covenant Church of giving under compulsion. But here the principle is, if the Lord has given to you with a generous hand, give to the Lord with a generous hand. And so he says, I'm planning on going. If you're going to send people, that's great. They can go, or they can go with me, and I would take the money with me as well. And so this is Paul staying above board here with church finances. And so he says he's going to go, but he's got some travel plans, and he wants them to know what's going to happen and when this type of stuff is going to go. All right, so right now, he actually tells us where he's at. So this is one of these fun things. He actually tells us that he's in Ephesus right now. So this is most likely the setting of Acts chapter 19 and 20. And so as Paul is there in Ephesus, he's there in Ephesus for 3 years, almost three years, doing the ministry in Ephesus. And God's opened a wide door for him to minister to people there. But as there's opportunity to minister, there's also opposition to him. We remember this in Ephesus when the Christians were dragged into the amphitheater there as they chanted, "Great is Artemis of Ephesus," right? And so we know that the silversmiths riled up the crowd because of this. And so Paul's saying he's planning on staying there in Ephesus because the door is wide. But he's going to go through Macedonia. This is the area where there's Thessalonica and Philippi, areas like that, down into Berea. And then he's going to get into Achaia, and that's the province of Greece. And down at the southern province of that is Corinth. And so he's going to plan to, his plan is, Lord willing, right? His plans are contingent on the Lord's will. He says, Lord willing, I'm going to spend the winter with you guys. I don't want to just pass through. Remember, Paul was the pastor of that church, the missionary pastor, for over a year. And so he says, I'm going to stay with you a while. I'm going to spend time with you. And then you're going to be my sending church. He's going to launch me out from there. But I got to get to Jerusalem, right? Because before any of that happens, I need to go there before Pentecost. And so this is his travel itinerary, right? He's not set for certain. Actually, we're going to find out in 2 Corinthians is the Lord stops this plan from actually, some of it from actually happening. And so we'll see that in the next book that we look at. And then the last thing he does is he tells them about two other people. He tells them about his son in the faith, Timothy. And Timothy is probably this timid young man. And he says, he's doing the Lord's work just as I am. And so receive him. Right? Don't despise him or anything like that. I'm sending him with you. Here's his letter of commendation. And so he's coming and he's doing work in this area. I've sent him on this journey. And so receive him. And then he also says, I've also encouraged Apollos to come to you. Now this is interesting because earlier in the book, people were saying, I'm of Paul and I'm of Apollos and I'm of Cephas. And Paul spent a while beforehand saying, hold on, no, it's not about any of this. It's about Jesus Christ. And so he has no problem sending Apollos back. But Apollos is excited to stay in Ephesus because of what's going on in Ephesus. And so he says, when Apollos is ready, he's going to come, right? He doesn't want to come right now. And so, but I want him to come and visit you, so I'm sending him to you. So we see that Paul is setting these things up in his care for the Christian community throughout the Roman Empire. He's thinking about the Christians in Jerusalem, and he's thinking about how he's going to raise funds to help them, collect money to help them through the churches in Macedonia and Achaia, so that they're able to get taken back to Jerusalem. And he's also thinking about the both missionary sending and the church caring as he's sending out other teachers. He's going to be headed back east, and he's sending people west. So he's looking for the edification of the church. Well, what's the best verse to summarize all of this? I don't know. There's kind of two or three different things going on here, isn't there? And this is, again, this is the new Bible, the giant ultra super print for people who can't read. I love it. I think I would probably underline maybe verse 2 for the first part about the collection of funds. And then verse 7, for I do not wish to see you now on the way, but I hope to stay a while with you if the Lord wills. I think I would underline that. And then maybe verse 11 and 12 to talk about Timothy and Apollos. I know that's a lot to underline, but there's two or three different things this is talking about. Maybe you would disagree. Let me know down in the comments. What would you underline in your Bible as the best verse or verses to kind of get at the heart of these passages? Alas, seek calling. What are we called to do in response to these words? Well, I think there's a few applications we can see. Do you honor Jesus Christ and rejoice in the resurrection by gathering with his people on the Lord's Day to worship? On the day Jesus was raised from the dead, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, Sunday, do you follow the apostolic model we find here and gather together with God's people? Also, in that worship service, do you give to the Lord's work as he prospers you? As the Lord has been generous with you, not out of compulsion, but out of a heart of gratitude, for the Lord loves a cheerful giver, do you contribute to the Lord's work and to the sending off of missionaries and to the support of the poor and the other work that needs to happen for the church? Do you support the physical structure and the administrative costs of the church? Do you support the teaching of the church? Do you follow Jesus Christ? Let me ask you about this one. This is a fun calling. Do you pray? Are you praying for doors to be opened in your life to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you praying for your pastor? I love when people tell me that they're praying this for me. Are you praying for your pastor to have opportunities to share the gospel with people? Are you praying for the good news of Jesus Christ to be going out? Are you praying that the Spirit would continue to build his church? Let's go ahead and pray now. Father, we do thank you so much that you are a God who does all things decently and in order. We thank you that you are the one who is watching over your church. And we pray, Father, that you would please work in our hearts, that we would not be divisive, but that we would love those who are doing your work. And Father, we pray that you would care for the poor, and that you might use us as those who would be of help. Please, Lord, watch over your people. Let us rejoice in the resurrection of the dead, and let us enjoy you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace that can only come in a heart filled with Jesus Christ. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.